You can argue whether Israel should have dropped people onto that ship or not, and the right, but the truth of the matter is Israel has a right to know. They're at war with Hamas. Has a right to know whether or not arms are being smuggled in. And up to now, Charlie, what's happened? They've said, here you go. You're in the Mediterranean. This ship, if you divert slightly north, you can unload it and we'll get the stuff into Gaza. So what's the big deal here? What's the big deal of insisting it goes straight to Gaza? Well, it's legitimate for Israel to say, I don't know what's on that ship. These guys are dropping 3,000 rockets on my people. Now, the one thing we have to do is not forget the plight of these Palestinians there, not Hamas. They are in bad shape. So we have put as much pressure and as much cajoling on Israel as we can to allow them to get building materials in.
That's what they're trying to bring in.
Yes,
materials.
We know that. But they could have easily brought it in here and we get it through. I might add, by the way, for all those who say the Israelis, you know, you can't trust them, the Israeli Supreme Court ruled today that every one of the people on those ships had to be released immediately.
So what's this?
It's a rule of law. It works.